My guest at this time is Horace Cooper. He is the co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Project 21 is the network of black conservatives affiliated with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Mr. Cooper is also an attorney and a legal commentator. We wanted to get his insights on a story that broke earlier this week but hasn't gotten a tremendous amount of attention, and that's this story from Reuters, which reports the Department of Justice will reconstitute a task force that was originally formed after the Oklahoma City bombing but dissolved after 9/11 as law enforcement agencies focused on threats from militants abroad. But on Tuesday, Attorney General Eric Holder said in a statement that the United States remains concerned about threats from Islamic extremists, but the group will focus on other motives for attack within the U.S. borders as well. Events like the Boston Marathon bombing from last spring, in which the attackers appear to be influenced by extremists abroad, would not fall under the jurisdiction of the group, which is known as the Domestic Terrorism Executive Committee. This is the quote from Holder. "We must also concern ourselves with the continued danger we face from individuals within our own borders who may be motivated by a variety of other causes, from anti-government animus to racial prejudice." The American Civil Liberties Union, among other legal groups on both sides of the aisle, are very concerned about this development. And Horace, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on today.
Well, we've certainly seen hints of this before. There was a Homeland Security report very early on in the Obama administration, which they say was actually mostly done by the Bush administration, which claimed most domestic threats were coming from the likes of those who supported the Second Amendment and opposed abortion and that sort of thing. What do you make of this task force, this Domestic Terrorism Executive Committee, being brought back and with a clear focus on folks who don't like big government?
Well, see, this is the problem. While it's interesting rhetoric, it definitely fits the ideological agenda of Eric Holder and the Obama administration. It doesn't gel with the reality. The actual issue here is that we are still under a threat watch. We still have all of the security measures that we put in place after 2001. The period from 2001 to 2008 was a period in which we thwarted more than a few attacks. Some of those have been made public, but many of those still have not been made public. But what we've seen since the beginning of the Obama administration is that many of these attacks, whether they're increasing or not, are being more effective. They're actually happening. To shift the resources away from the threat that's real to this theoretical problem is, I think, harmful to the safety of Americans and is more about a political agenda than it is in protecting Americans.
What do you ultimately think that agenda is?
Well, it appears that there is an attempt to marginalize people who hold views that are sharply different from those of the administration and much of the establishment. When I was a kid, there were quite a few people who had stood up and made what were considered anti-war, and people called them anti-American type comments. They protested the Vietnam War and the existence of the CIA and the like. We didn't arrest them. We didn't try to prevent them from being able to express themselves on campuses, and we didn't prevent them from trying to enter into the public square, running for politics and the like. This administration appears to not appreciate that lesson and says that the groups of people that are not within their particular perspective ought to be considered the very threat that, as I mentioned earlier, that the real terrorist threat that comes internationally faces. There are far more concerns by the intelligence community, by the FBI, the rank-and-file FBI agents, that there are groups that infiltrate America, come in either legally or illegally from foreign places that are desiring to harm us. Far more significant is that threat than any of the so-called concerns that we'd be looking at another Oklahoma City bombing.
There have been racial controversies, certainly, with this Justice Department over the Black Panthers case from 2008, probably the most significant one, but Attorney General Holder has made some general comments that have raised concerns as well. Your organization is often in the middle of these debates. When you hear that this Justice Department is going to be taking a look at racial issues and potential controversies on that front. What do you anticipate that they'll be looking for?
We're particularly bothered by the mixing together so-called domestic insurrectionists and racists. There is simply no anti-black or anti-minority underground movement in America that is threatening in any way the stability of our government, the stability of local governments. There is just nothing like that. That's now just a complete and total boogeyman. When we see this administration talking as if the real threat is that if you're a young black male, you're going to be shot, you're going to be kidnapped, or you're going to be forced to prison without actually having any charges against you, there is simply no evidence to show that. And here's the point. Mr. Holder actually runs the Justice Department. He could actually say, I'm issuing a new report, and I will show you the number of racially led murders, the number of racially led kidnappings, the number of racially led bombings that have happened in America. None of that is given to us, and the reason is it doesn't exist. In our organization's view, this is done more, particularly the racial component, is done more to create the false impression to minority communities that it is the Obama administration that is here to help them, that is here to support them, and another reason why, with all of the economic failings that they have provided to Americans generally and minorities in particular, why they should consider continuing to give away their vote to that particular administration.
Last question here, Mr. Cooper. Obviously, your organization, many others on the right, will not be warm to this idea. You know, as I mentioned earlier, the ACLU on the left, usually, not happy about this either. So do you think this will eventually die from strangulation on both sides of the aisle, or do you expect it to have some legs?
Well, this administration says proudly that they have a pen. They can act with executive authority. My hope is that people on the Hill will ask for good, hard questions of the kind that I just outlined. How many of these individuals are they talking about existing? Where are they concentrated? What are the evidence of what they're doing that constitutes the very threat? And why would we waste this kind of money that we could actually be pouring in to the actual threat? We're now looking at it, and I just want to make this point very clear, we're now looking at an administration that is refusing to enforce the border laws that were put into place to protect the country. We don't know who those people are that are crossing over the line. Many of those people are now seeing, internationally, are seeing this is a way to come into the country. For Mr. Holder and this administration to ignore that serious threat and focus on the racial boogeyman, I think is a very, very sad shame.
Mr. Cooper, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Horace Cooper is co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Project 21 is the network of black conservatives affiliated with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Horace Cooper is also an attorney and legal commentator. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.